Part B. The two most important formative influences on Kalam were his cousin Samsuddin and Ahmad Jalaluddin, who married Kalam's sister Johara. Jalaluddin helped Jainuddin to repair his boats after a storm and became closely associated with the family. Jalaluddin was the only person in the area who knew English and earned a living by writing letters for other people. He took the young boy for long walks, speaking to him by educated people and opening his eyes to the wonders, achievements and importance of modern science. Samsuddin held the monopoly on the newspaper trade in Rameshwaram. Kalam would try to slowly trace in Dinmani the news stories that Samsuddin told him. Even today, Kalam remembers the first pay that he earned, helping Samsuddin collect the newspaper packets thrown from the train when it began to bypass the Rameshwaram station during the Second World War. He also made money selling tamarind seeds, which for some reason were in short supply. At the temple, Kalam's restless young mind was also enchanted by the world of books. He could be found in ensconced at all hours of day and night in the library of Sri Manikam, who had once been active in the revolutionary movement against British rule and had retired to Rameshwaram. Sooner or later, the paradise of childhood had to end. With the father's blessings, he became a district collector, Kalam went to study at Squat School in nearby Ramanathapuram, from where in 1950 he graduated with a degree in science from there. At some point, he realized that his interest did not lie in physics and he decided to pursue engineering at the prestigious Madras Institute of Technology, MIT. This, however, was an expensive proposition even with the scholarship that Kalam had got as he figured on the merit list. His family came to the rescue. Sister Johara sold her jewelry and gave Kalam the required money. Kalam sent hours looking at two dismantled planes which were displayed at MIT. They brought back memories of the flying birds he once watched as a child. It was perhaps the childhood memory that influenced his decision to specialize in aeronautical engineering in his second year. In his third year, Kalam was part of a four-man team given the task of designing a low-level fighter plane. Kalam's job was to design the aerodynamics of the plane. The design was rejected, and Kalam's work was disingled for harsh criticism. He was told by MIT director Srinivasan to give a fresh design within 3 days, otherwise his scholarship would be stopped. Kalam worked day and night and on the last day found Srinivasan standing at his shoulders. The new design was accepted and Srinivasan praised him highly. The episode was pivotal for Kalam. He learned that he should always give his best effort and never settle for second best.